Straight Talk from Israel.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the heartland of Israel. This is David Ha'ivri. Today we're going to have a very exciting show. We're going to be speaking about the future of this land, Judea and Samaria. As we know, this has not been resolved since 1967 when Israel liberated this region. And over the years, Baruch Hashem, the Jewish communities throughout the land have been building and developing and thriving. Just last Sunday, the Likud Central Committee, the Central Committee for the largest political party in Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu's Likud Party, had a conference and a convention. They met and voted to determine their position, the position of Israel's leading party regarding the future of Judea and Samaria. So we will be speaking with Gideon Ariel, who is a member of the Likud Central Party, and he was at the convention, and he will be telling us what went down there and helping us understand the structure of the Likud Party and of Israel's government. The decision that they made is not the end result. It's the beginning of a process. It's part of a process, but it's a very important part of this process. So Gideon will help us make sense of that. I'm podcasting on a platform called Anchor, which is like a social media type of Twitter type of something of engagement, where there's a lot of you can post short messages there. I'll be telling more about that, and you can follow me there. But the interview with Gideon is going to be on Anchor, so it's important that you give me your feedback so I know if this platform is really a good solution for interviewing people. I'll be glad to hear your thoughts on that. And if you have other ideas regarding people you would like me to interview and platforms to do that, just let me know. So we're going to be taking a short commercial break and hearing some news reports, and then we will be back with A Hebrew in the Heartland, my show. This is David Ha'ivri on Israel News Talk Radio every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Israel time. And if you don't know what time it is in Israel now, you should look into that. I look forward to seeing you here and hearing your feedback. Be well. And stay on for the show.
Hey everyone, this is Ari Fuld. I want to invite you all to join me on my weekly show, Bulletproof, here on Israel News Talk Radio. It's the weekly show we discover, expose, and destroy all anti-Israel propaganda that spread throughout the universe, both from outside Israel, including also inside Israel. Join me every week, and let's defend Israel together.
Bulletproof. Live every Sunday at 5 p.m. Israel time, 10 a.m. U.S. Eastern time.
Hello, shalom. Welcome to my show. This is David Ha'ivri. A Hebrew in the Heartland, every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Israel time. Adjust your clock to the time of Jerusalem, our holy city, the capital of Israel. I'm broadcasting from my home studio in Kfar Tapuach, in the Shomron, on the mountains of the Samaria, fulfilling the prophecy of again planting vineyards in the mountains of the Shomron, again building Jewish towns and communities and cities in the mountains of the Shomron, in the land where our fathers, our biblical fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Joseph, the 12 tribes, they all were here in this very, very special land. And today, Baruch Hashem, thank God, we live in a time where the Jewish people have again taken leadership and assumed sovereignty in the land of Israel. There's a lot of talk in the international arena, in the media, on campuses, in a church, in temple, in the synagogue, in the government, all of these different agencies, organizations, clubs, religions. Everyone has something to say about Israel, Israel's existence in this area. Some call it the West Bank. Many actually call it the West Bank. We don't like using that terminology. We call this the Samaria and Judea and Jerusalem. Some call it the 67 borders, as if the Israel's lines of defense between Israel and Jordan had any significance, the area that Israel dwelt in before the 1967 war. And some, to this day, continue to dwell on the idea of a two-state solution, of dividing this land, of removing all of the Jewish people from the heartland of Israel, from Judea and Samaria, and all of eastern Jerusalem, to cleanse this land of Jewish people. For some reason, it is legitimate in the international discourse to promote the idea of ethnic cleansing of Jewish people of the in the heartland of Israel, where if that were to be suggested in any other place in the world, it would be considered a war crime. But to remove Jewish people, as was done in 2005, when the Jewish people were removed forcibly by an army, by Israel's army, from the Jewish communities in the Gaza area. All of the Jewish communities there were demolished. All of the residents were displaced. And there are many very significant world leaders, and leaders in the Jewish community as well, who believe that this should be done to the Jewish people who live in Judea and Samaria. I oppose very strongly the idea of removing the Jewish people from this land. This land, Judea and Samaria, in my opinion, is the core of our cultural and religious connection to the land of Israel. So I am really happy that the Jewish people are here. And I'm happy to tell you that the Likud party, the central committee of the Likud party is Israel's ruling party. They don't rule Israel, but they have the majority of the representatives in the Knesset in Jerusalem. And Bibi Netanyahu, Benjamin Netanyahu, is the leader of the Likud party. And being that they have the most representatives in the Knesset, there are 120 members in Knesset, the Likud have the largest group within the Knesset. And being that they have the largest group, they control the government and they appoint the prime minister. On the last Sunday evening, the Central Committee of the Likud party had a meeting and they had a vote regarding their position on Judea and Samaria. So that was publicized in the news. There was a lot of talk about that. Later on in the show, we'll speak with Gideon Ariel, who is a regular guest on the show, and he is, aside from being an educator and a resident of Judea, of the heartland of Israel, he is also a member of the Central Committee of the Likud party. So we're going to be speaking with Gideon Ariel to get some insight and to get his take on the meeting that they held on Sunday and the decision, the unanimous vote that was made in support of Israel's, I would like to say Israel's sovereignty in Judea and Samaria. I would actually like to see this position adopted not only by the Central Committee of the Likud, but by the government of Israel, who should apply Israel's sovereignty to all areas under Israel's control. The same law that holds in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem should hold in all of Judea and Samaria, in all of this region. Now, I wanted to tell you that over the past couple of days, a few days ago, I was became aware of an app, a podcasting app on smartphones that is called Anchor. And I don't know how this passed me by up until now. I never realized it. Since I've been podcasting here on Israel News Talk Radio, I've been more interested in different apps to use for the podcasting and particularly for interviewing people, because I like to bring on guests into the show. And my current setup is through my computer, so I can speak with people through Skype or through Google Voice or through Facebook Messenger. while I'm at my computer. But what about via my smartphone? I would like to have a solution where I could speak with people on the smartphone. I'd like to be able to call out on my regular line because it's more convenient for some of the people I'd like to speak with. Not everyone has the platforms that I just mentioned, but everyone has a phone. And recently I found this Anchor. Anchor actually in their description on Android, on Google Play, they said that they have a feature where you can call out to an American phone line, which would also be helpful. And I thought that it actually exists, and I downloaded this app and I started using it. I found a lot of things, really nice things on Anchor. And yes, this is kind of a promo for Anchor. I'm not getting paid for it, of course, but I'm using it. And if you would like to follow me on Anchor, go ahead and download the app to your phone and favorite my station. And when you favorite someone's station, you can call into my station. I don't need to be there. It's like you leave up to one minute message. You can leave an up to 1 minute message, or you can write text comments on broadcasts. Each broadcast on this app is up to 5 minutes. And if the discussion is longer, then it will break up into a couple of different segments of 5 minutes. And the call-ins are 1 minute. But if you're on this platform, then I can invite you onto a recording that I am making. And through that, I hope to be able to interview people. Today, we're going to be doing a test with Gidon Ariel. I got Gidon to download the app, and I will be speaking with him through Anchor. I'll be taping him on Anchor and including that in this podcast. So I'd be glad to hear your feedback on that. How does it sound? And connect with me and let me know if you would like to call in. That was the about Anchor. By the way, when I started using this, there's an option there to connect this station with your Facebook and Twitter. So I did that. I connected it automatically. And what it does is it automatically sends out each broadcast that you make to your followers on Facebook and Twitter. I tried that for a little while, and then I discontinued that connection because I don't want all of the recordings that I make to go out automatically to everyone. I'd like to choose which ones I share. Just not to overload my feed on the other social media platforms. One of the first people who listened to my first or second broadcast on Anchor gave me some feedback, some constructive criticism, and said that my talk sounded as it had no script. And in his opinion, Scott Jacobs has been a guest on the show. Scott suggested that all good video and audio should have a good script behind it. To tell you the truth, I normally do not script my conversations or my talks. Even when I go out in public, very rarely do I write notes. Normally, I just stand in front of the audience and share from the heart, and I feel more comfortable just ranting away rather than trying to follow a script. And I don't normally do that on the show either. But I'm glad to hear your thoughts on that. So feel free to comment, send me any messages. And now you have another platform where you can send me comments. The first, I always encourage you to leave a comment on the show page for this show, for Hebrew in the Heartland on Israel News Talk Radio. But aside from that, you could email me or go onto my website, haivri.com, or leave me a message, send me a comment on any of the other streams of social media that I am available on. Before we come to the end of this segment, I do want to give a shout out to Miss Irene, who is someone who I discovered on Anchor. She podcasts She has a podcast, and she's on YouTube, and she's on Twitch, and she's on all over the place, and Spreaker, and she gives tutorials for all of these different platforms, and she's very friendly. She was very welcoming on Anchor, and I've been learning a lot from her tutorials. So if you're interested in technical tutorials for different social media platforms, you should look up Miss Eileen. Miss Eileen on YouTube and those other platforms. All right, we're going to be taking a short commercial break. Don't go away. Come right back. We'll be speaking with Gidon. All right.
G'day, I'm Jono Vandor.
And I'm Ross Nichols.
Join us on our program, Israel on My Mind, a show that broadcasts all the weekly goodness that flows like milk and honey from the Holy Land straight into your ears with humorous and happy news stories.
We're going to be talking about...
What are we going to talk about?
A person who takes out a terrorist with a pizza tray.
And there's Donald Trump talking to a turkey. What's that about?
A 71-year-old rock star is a staunch supporter of Israel.
Join us on our program, Israel on My Mind,
every Thursday.
Welcome back, everyone. Thank you for joining me. This is David Ha-Ivri, a Hebrew in the Heartland on Israel News Talk Radio. The Likud Party passed a resolution. The Central Committee of the Likud Party passed a resolution recognizing Israel's rights in Judea and Samaria, which is a very significant move for a mainstream Israeli political party that is the ruling party in Israel for the past many years. Benjamin Netanyahu is the leader of this party. And on Sunday, they had a conference and they voted regarding their position, the Central Committee's position for Judea and Samaria for Israel. And we have the opportunity to speak with Gidon Ariel, who is a regular guest on the show. He is also a member of the Likud Central Committee. So we're going to get Gidon on in just a moment, and he will be reporting from the Central Committee of the Likud that took place just the other day regarding the future of this region for the nation of Israel. I hope that they will take this on to the next step into a government decision in the Knesset and turn this into law. Just a second, we're going to get Gidon with us.
Gidon, I asked you to come on today to get some insight regarding the Likud Central Committee vote that was held 2 days ago. Was it at Ma'ale Adumim?
Oh, no. The Central Committee meeting was in Airport City, in the Avenue Convention Center, not far from Ben Gurion Airport. There were about 1,000. I'm guessing there were about 1,000, maybe 1,500 members of the Central Committee who attended.
Yes, that avenue is a huge place. I've been there at a couple of occasions. So, what happened there at the Likud Central Committee?
Well, first of all, like every Likud Central Committee meeting, people got a chance to say hi to each other and to press the flesh, especially now since we are in an election year in Israel. There seems to be no. I apologize. We're not in election year. We are coming up to an election year for municipal elections. So people want to try to have all their Likud friends line up behind them, and plenty of potential primary candidates for the Knesset of the Likud faction are also starting to rev their engines. So the first thing we did for about a half hour, an hour, schmoozed around, had some coffee and cake. And then the chair of the Likud Central Committee, Minister Chaim Katz, invited us into the hall, which quickly filled up completely. There were a lot of people with standing room only. And then members of the Central Committee were given an opportunity to talk. Mostly the people who spoke were, it was in order to pay respect to the government ministers and Knesset members who were there, they did most of the talking. I would say about a half a dozen, maybe run-of-the-mill, non-elected, or that is Knesset, Central Committee members who are not members of the Knesset, also spoke. And altogether, it was 100% of the people who were speaking were talking about the bill or the proposal that was up for voting. And in fact, afterwards, when we voted on it, it was 100% unanimous that it passed.
So it passed 100% in the Likud party. I want to ask you...
In the Likud Central Committee, pardon me for being a stickler.
No, that's really important. I appreciate that because many of our listeners might not be familiar with the structure of the Israeli political system and of the Likud party. And you might be surprised. Some people might not even be aware of where the Likud party stands on the political scope.
Yes.
I was speaking on the show with a young woman who podcasts on YouTube. She's a YouTuber in America. She's a Jewish conservative politically.
Yes.
And you know, in Israeli political terminology, they use these terms right wing and left wing.
Yes.
But in America, they use different terms. They use more the conservative and liberal.
Yes.
And this young woman, she told me she really likes Netanyahu, but she didn't realize that Netanyahu was considered a conservative.
Now she's a conservative, and she likes Netanyahu, and she thought that he was a liberal.
Well, she didn't know really. She doesn't know too much about the Israeli system.
So then what does she like about him? He looks good on TV.
Anyway, tell us about where the Likud stands in the political span, in the scope, and some background about the Likud and their dominance or in the government.
Yes, the Likud is in fact the dominant, and I like that word, it's the dominant party in the government. In Israel politics in general, I won't spend too long giving a history lesson over here. Your listeners can look it up on Wikipedia, but let's just say that Israel, not too different from what I understand from many places in the world today, is on a rightward, conservative, bending trend. And in Israel, conservative / right wing means something for the most part different than in America, I think, maybe the rest of the world, is that it deals less with the economics, how do you say the economy, and more with the security. In Israel, the big issue, of course, is security and how we can solve the security conundrum that we are in and have been ever since our state was founded 70 years ago and even before that. And that is that we have Muslim Arab enemies surrounding us both locally, to our north, east and south, to our west is the Mediterranean Sea. And extremely close to that would be the Palestinians who are stuck in the West Bank, which is east of Israel proper, Israel pre 1967, and it's a big issue. The Likud is center right. When I say that, it means it's not left, which means that we should just get rid of the West Bank, withdraw from everything, whatever the Arabs want, let's give it to them, let's just have peace and quiet for God's sakes. That is the caricaturistic way of looking at the left wing, while the right wing, if I may try to be a little drawing a character, they say, we don't care about the Arabs at all. Let's just make sure that we have all of the land of Israel, and whatever we got is ours, and who cares? Both of those ways of describing it are very shallow. And I think that is what the center is in Israel. In other words, people don't really care about this too much because they're more interested in economics, in the economy. They just want to make sure that they have some food to put on the table for their family and to watch something on their HD TV. So so we, as right-wingers in Israel, see things a little bit more complex, especially you and I, who recognize that the Palestinians are individuals, and you can't just say we're going to do something, and who cares about them? No, we care about them, especially we care about the people who want to live with us, who want to live in peace with us. But on the other hand, the idea of giving up any land that was conquered, liberated in 1967, I think I might be speaking in your name as well to say I don't really know the difference between 1967 and 1948. It was one long independence war that Israel won its independence from the its enemies around it. We rebuffed them. And just like we have created a shining diamond in the desert in pre-1967 Israel, similarly in Judea and Samaria, we are growing things tremendously there, technologically, humanistically. I know that some of your listeners, or maybe not your listeners, might be surprised to hear that what's going on in the West Bank is, in my opinion, is a humanitarian success, in spite of the problems that we have, in spite of the terrorists that emanate from the West Bank, from Judea and Samaria. Anyway, the Likud party is trying to attract the center voter, the centrist voter, the ones who haven't visited Judea and Samaria, who don't really know too much about it, but they like a strong government, a strong nationalist government, or they're willing to have a nationalist government. And, of course, the right-wingers who believe that the land of Israel belongs to us. And if we do not have a hard line on holding on to those territories, then it will only be bad for Israel. And the other night, we showed how strongly these right-wingers within the Central Committee, the right-wing grassroots leaders in the Likud, were able to show a complete unanimity in that the Likud believes that Jewish people should live in Judea and Samaria and they should be supported by the Likud. That is the Likud's position. Sorry for rambling on. Are you still there, David?
Yes, Gidon, I am still here. Gidon, we are going to be taking a short commercial break, but I would like you to stay on because we'd like to hear some more about the Likud Central Committee and all of this activity and so forth. So come right back after the break.
Always challenging the status quo. Hello, I'm Rod Bryant on Beyond the Matrix here at IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com. I want to encourage you to listen each week, every Wednesday at the same time, for an amazing show that will challenge you, inform you, and inspire news, views, and wisdom for the nations. Here on IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com. Don't forget, Beyond the Matrix every week, Wednesday, here on IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com.
Gidon Ariel, you're a member of the Likud Central Committee, and you had a gathering, a meeting with the Central Committee 2 days ago.
Uh-huh.
The Central Committee voted unanimously to apply Israeli sovereignty in Judea and Samaria. Is that what the decision was?
Oh no, let me try to find what we wrote exactly. Is that it? It might be here somewhere. Yeah, just 1 second.
Okay, I'm going to ask another question that you can answer afterwards. What influence does the Likud Central Committee have on the party, the Likud party, who is the leading the ruling party in Israel's government? It's the Netanyahu's committee. And the majority of the ministers of the government are members of the Likud party.
Yes, great question. And as a matter of fact, I will answer it first. I found the resolution that we passed. The Central Committee is one of the institutions within the Democratic Party called the Likud. If you will, it is the parallel to the legislative branch. The executive branch is the chairman of the party. Today, that's, and it has been for a long, long time, Benjamin Netanyahu. And the judiciary branch is the court of the party court of the Likud party. So these three institutions serve as checks and balances against each other. So it's not very easy because for us, because Netanyahu is extremely strong. And some would say that he's even strong within the judiciary. So it's not very clear how independent the judiciary is. And so all we can do in the Central Committee, if we have a beef, is to try to pass something. And then if it's not upheld in the executive, then we ultimately go to the Likud party court. And if we are not satisfied with our day in that court, then we go to an Israeli court, and often we win. Thankfully, most recently, things have gotten better and better in that we feel pretty confident. We feel that Netanyahu is listening to us more and more. The legalities of the internal machinations of the Likud party is something that's a little wobbly, because if you don't work together with your partner in any organization, then you know you're gonna fight, and then you're gonna try to go to some court or some sort of a mediator. But it's not like, you know, you're gonna go to jail because you yelled at your wife, you know what I mean, or you yelled at your partner, your business partner. But in the Likud, we feel that the chairman of the party cannot do whatever he wants in the government without listening to us, because you know even though I'm just a schnook who paid 50 shekels or a few hundred shekels to run for the Central Committee and I got in, it doesn't mean that Netanyahu can just trample all over me. But anyway, thankfully he hasn't been doing that. Mostly the person who did that most was Ariel Sharon, who trampled all over the Central Committee and all over the entire membership of the Likud when he did the disengagement from the Jewish communities in the Gaza Strip.
He needed to leave the Likud and establish a separate party.
He didn't need to do that. It was his unilateral decision. But we're very pleased that he did, because he took with him other people who were opportunists and left the Likud party, and that made it a much stronger, clearer right-wing central party. I'm not ashamed that the Likud is a centrist party. It's right-leaning, but it's important to be centrist so that we can get people who aren't knowledgeable ideologues and idealists to vote for us. And that's how we stay in power, and that's very important to be in power. That's what politics is all about.
Gideon, I want to shift to another issue. Yesterday, there was a huge tragedy in our great community.
Wait a second. Before you get to the next issue, I didn't get a chance to read the historic resolution that we passed. And may I read it? In this Jubilee year, since the liberation of Judea and Samaria, including our eternal capital, Jerusalem, the Likud Central Committee calls upon the elected officials of the Likud to work towards unrestrained, unrestricted construction and application of Israeli law and sovereignty in all liberated areas of settlement in Judea and Samaria. If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, may my right hand be forgotten, may my tongue cleave to the roof of its mouth. If I do not remember thee, if I do not put Jerusalem above my highest joy. Voted, seconded, and passed.
Fantastic. Gideon, do you have that in a text?
Absolutely. I just read it.
Could I include that on the text description of the show so our listeners can take a look and read that?
Be my pleasure. You can find it on my Facebook page or line or whatever it's feed.
Then I will copy paste it, and I will also link to your Facebook page. So if our listeners would like to contact you directly, they'll be able to do that, if that's okay with you.
I'm very happy to have anybody contact me whenever they want. Here, David, I just sent it to you. I just sent it to you as a private message.
Fantastic. Thank you very much. Listeners, I want to let you know that Gideon Ariel, in addition to being an active member of the Likud Central Committee and a really humble guy, he is a person who lives here in the heartland of Israel, in Judea, and he engages with people around the world. He teaches Christians about Jewish theology and about Zionism, and he is available on the internet all over the place and for actual speaking engagements. So you should definitely reach out to Gideon.
Thanks. My website is root-source.com. That's Root Source. And David, don't be so humble yourself. You're a teacher on our faculty.
Thank you, Gideon, for giving me that opportunity. I wanted to, together with you, to extend condolences to our very special friend, Rabbi Yehuda Glick, who lost his wife yesterday to sickness. And Molly and I went to Jerusalem to attend the funeral. There were literally hundreds, thousands of people there from the government, from the Knesset, from just regular people from all over the country.
Yes.
Yehuda is a... They're very, very special people who really connect with people from all over Israel society and internationally.
Yes, I share your feelings of loss and condolences, Yehuda and Yafi. His wife's name was Yafa. Yafi were a very special couple, very, very special people, and I join you and so many of your listeners and so many of my readers on the internet. I posted about this last night, and already close to 100 people have already commented on that blog post, much more than I'm used to, with their condolences for Rav Yehuda. And I hope that he will be able to bounce back, as he has from so many tragedies in his own personal life, to continue to lead Israel humanistically. He's a tremendous humanitarian. If there's any humanitarian organizations that are giving out prizes, if they are realistic, then they would definitely give him the number one prize, hands down, in the Knesset, maybe even in all of Israel, I think. And he's a very strong activist for the Temple Mount, for freedom of prayer, religion, and expression on the Temple Mount. And he's a strong advocate for everything that has to do with Israel and with the positive feelings about the land of Israel and the people of Israel. And his wife, who I knew, was a tremendous support for him. I'm sure that most of your listeners know that there was an assassination attempt on Yehuda's life about 2 years ago. I don't know, by now it was closer to 4 years ago. And he came out of that attempt, just bounced right back, and it's just a miracle. And as he says frequently, it's thanks to the support that he had from his wife. They also are parents of I think 6 children, and they are fostering another 6 children. It's just crazy what they're doing over there, and it's just unbelievable to watch. And we all hope to and pray that Rav Yehuda will continue to be.
Gideon, thank you for sharing that personal note, and thank you again for coming on the show. I'm sure that I will turn to you again in the future for your insight and inspiration and your views of current events here in Israel.
Friends, we are coming towards the end of the show.
I invite you to come back next week. Feel free to send me in any comments. Engage with me on social media, wherever you are, and come and visit the heartland of Israel. And let your representatives know that if they have an opinion, if they want to express an opinion, they should come here and see the reality on the ground for themselves. I would be glad to help them arrange their visit here and to see the key issues firsthand. Looking forward to hearing from you and seeing you again next week. Shalom from the heartland of Israel.
Where can you get the inside news on Israel? At Israel News Talk Radio, we're dedicated to sharing Israel's inside story with the world by providing our listeners with news on Israeli politics, current affairs, and Israeli Jewish culture. The Israel News Talk Radio homepage also provides you, the listener, with useful information at your fingertips, with scrolling news headlines, weather, currency exchange, Shabbat candle lighting times, and so much more. Our radio programming is always accessible and on demand. We operate absolutely free of charge for everyone, everywhere. If you love what we do, partner with us now by becoming an Israel News Talk Radio supporter. With your support, you'll be inscribed on our Israel News Talk Radio Wall of Fame. There's nothing like us in the world. Be part of something great. Israel News Talk Radio, straight talk from Israel.
News, opinion, and more. You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.